Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This cast is part of the Geek Media. www.thegeekmedia.com.
James, it's me again, Parker. I just got back from camp. Worst days of my life. I was sick with the two noisiest boys in my cabin. I couldn't sleep every night. It was hard. I thought I had a big spring and mattress that made a lot of noise. And I slept on a wood floor, too. Bye.
How you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening Podcast, episode 44 by my count, brought to you the week of November 19th, 2007. Nobody's Listening is a podcast where we will forever be telling funny life stories and inviting you to do the same. And I'm your host. My name is James, and it is my illustrious opportunity and privilege to introduce you to our co-host. This is Mr. Len Peralta from Jawbone Radio.
Dun, dun, hello, dun. James. How you doing, man?
I wanted to get the Windows ta-da sound, but I forgot.
That was, you know, that's perfect. That's what I've been striving for my entire life is to have a Windows 3.1 sound whenever I enter a room.
I need to do that. Because I got this brand new little soundbite thing where I can punch buttons and get sounds, and I didn't take full advantage of it like I should have. But we're so glad that you decided to come on our show. I mean, I'm so
glad that you decided to ask me. I had to
level up as a podcaster in order to even get the guts to ask you.
Yes, that usually is the case. You have to go through my people, and there's a long process. Yeah, there's a process that's involved. So.
Oh man! Well, we're excited. Before we get too much into it, I have to let people know I made a faux pas last week. Our episode wasn't supposed to be hosted by, sponsored by Anonymous. He wanted me to tell you his name, and I should have actually. His name is Dauphin. So Dauphin of ELR fame sponsored our show last week. This week, episode 44 is sponsored by Creo, and he had a message he wanted me to read. Davis for life. Davis till wife. T. Roosh is my brother from another mother. It technically makes him Asian. Don't try to write me a 250 when I talk about my Davis hole. I don't know what I just said there, but hopefully it's good. There are a select group of people who know what I'm talking about, and I'm not in them. James, you're doing a great job for many people. Bring laughter to the masses. As someone said long ago, it doesn't feel right getting this stuff for free, so I'll be donating my share from time to time. Thanks for the laughs. Keep it up, Creo. So thank you, Creo, for sponsoring episode 44. Appreciate nice. It. Yeah, he's a he's half Korean and half white boy. So
that's wonderful. Good for him. Yeah, more power to you.
Yeah, we have a lot of half Korean listeners. It's amazing. It's like they can't get it together to be a whole Korean. But you know. I'm glad they're clinging. See, I'm straight white all the way. I have no heritage to be proud of anyway. Yeah. At all. So, and this is
well, my kids are mixed as well. So amazing. I guess they could really dig with the Dauphin there. So
well, I have come to terms with it. I actually work in an inner city church, and I have a lot of diversity around me, and I came to terms. It's all right to be white. It really is.
Yes,
and
it is
and
okay.
The only reason why it's okay to be white is because when you're white and you're trying not to be, that's when you realize it really is all right. It just stop being the poser. So anyway, So tell me, for those of you that don't know, and everybody should, Lynn is hailing from Jawbone Radio at jawboneradio.com, recently voted the best podcast in Cleveland and quite possibly the entire state.
Yeah, that is a huge, huge honor. And I'm, you know, I was telling you before the show, James, is that, you know, it's kind of like there are no really other podcasts in Cleveland.
You're being
so it's kind of like a mayoral race where nobody is running against you, where you're unopposed. Do you even need to throw a party for that kind of stuff, or do you need? Does anybody even need to show up? And well,
somebody
make
thought
a big
it was
deal?
Awesome.
That's well, like, I hope so.
That's like in Macon. I lived for a while there, and there was this wiener stand two or three doors down, and they were voted on this documentary as the best hot dogs in America or whatever, or in the state. I don't even. And they threw this huge block party, and I'm like, how many different kinds of hot dogs are there really? You know, they just
have you tasted
them.
One that's just so mind-blowingly good that you would have to just this. You know, you take a bite after one bite, you'd say this is the best hot dog I've ever eaten in my entire life. get them on. Get the best people on the line there. Let's get them. Let's get this whole thing rolling, because I think it's going to be this. People have got to come out here and taste this. As a matter of fact, let's start a block party with this thing here. I think this is going to be great.
Well, these hot dogs were pink on the outside, red, and then in the center they were brown, and it's because they would dye these suckers to be the color they wanted them to be.
Well, so. You know, part of the criterion for being the best hot dog in the country is being dyed. As long as the meat is dead,
being
two-toned,
yeah.
Exactly.
Have a rich caramel center in your hot dog.
That would sound good, you know? Cover it with melted butter and maybe some caramel. It's like Reese's or something. I don't know.
Oh, man.
I see that as being the next Halloween candy of the next generation.
It's the next best hot dog in America is what it is.
There we go.
It's a hot dog idol. You vote them off.
That was what you need. You need some English guy that's like sitting. You know, he could have that Chef Ramsay guy. That he could be the guy.
Emerald, and a few other guys. It'd be awesome.
Exactly.
Well, tell us a little bit of. Oh well, first let me finish my promo for you. If you haven't listened, you 1,200 to 1,600 people, go listen to Jawbone Radio. It is not nobody's listening. It is not a comedy show, but it is often funny. His wife's amazing and sarcastic, and my wife actually likes her a lot. So, and she's your wife is the reason my wife decided to do my podcast, my other show with me. But tell us a little bit about Monsters by Mail before we.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, Monster by Mail is something that I started in the spring, probably around March or April. And basically what it is you go to monsterbymail.com and you order a monster and I'll draw it for you. That's essentially it.
It's awesome.
It's $25, and right now the theme is black and white, so you get like a little black and white drawing of a monster, and it's gotten a lot of press, and it actually is more successful than I ever dreamed it would be. It was just this kind of weird fluke of something that happened. It just happened to be at a good time. And it was actually looking. We were expecting a child in the fall, which we just had a baby in. 2 weeks ago, yesterday,
yep.
and we were looking for ways to pay for the healthcare since I'm self-employed, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to try selling these monsters and just see what happens. You know, I would sell 150 of them. You know, that might be enough to pay for the birth of the baby, and we'll see what happens. And
it just took off, though, didn't it?
Yeah. It was funny. The night before we actually put the site live, my wife and I, Nora and I, were talking. We're like, I don't know. You think this is like a huge risk, or like, what is that? I'm going to make a fool out of myself? Like, people don't want to, you know, because nobody knows who I am. I mean, maybe some people know who listen to Jonathan Colton, maybe, and have seen the art that, or maybe seen some of the other work I've done there. They may have seen it, but I'm not assuming that I'm like this household name at any, you know. So, so all of a sudden, like, I put it on and I started getting orders, and then like within like a week, I sold out of everything. Like, the site wasn't even a week old, and everything had sold.
That's awesome.
So I was like, wow, dang, I got to do this again. And so yeah, I've since I started doing I almost drawn about, I think it's almost 900. I've drawn almost 900 monsters.
I'm going to do the math on that when we get off the show.
Good luck, because some of them were, it's been kind of weird. It's kind of a weird math thing. I don't even know if I can figure out how much.
Well, out of all of those, I do a similar little thing. Actually, it was because Scott Johnson was motivated by influenced by you. I was influenced by Heroes for You, and I do a little thing where I draw nobodies.
I saw that, yeah.
One thing I'm really curious about, you've done 900 of these suckers. Have you ever had anybody just flat out demand, this is not what I wanted, I want my money back, you stink?
Luckily, no. Awesome. I've been waiting for that moment, though.
Yeah, I have too.
Sometimes, you know, I will, like, they, like, it's gotten to the point where people are sending me pictures of themselves, or they want to be zombies, so they'll send a picture of themselves. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll just get an order, and then there'll be no, like, picture associated with it, so I'll just draw whatever.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, oh, no, that's not what I wanted, and it's actually a cool drawing. But I'm like, well, whatever. You know, I mean, I'll just do it over.
Well, they only pay $25, and they're getting they get the real art. That's the thing that blows my mind.
Yeah, they get an original, and it's been kind of a neat thing. I don't know what's going to happen with it. Obviously, the motivation behind it, the birth of our daughter was kind of the motivation behind it, and that's kind of behind us. But you know, it's been really popular. People seem to like it, and I keep getting hits and orders and stuff like that. So I'm just going to keep it open. So yeah, so check it out at monsterbymail.com.
Speaking of your little baby girl, is it Kateri,
yes.
Elizabeth Peralta. So congratulations!
Kateri, yes, yes. Awesome. Kateri is the Lily of the Mohawks. She's not a saint yet, but she's a blessed Kateri. She's a Mohawk saint.
Well, no, she's gorgeous. I saw the video, and I'm like, you know, those C-section babies are just stinking awesome because they don't have my little mutant came out, and she's gorgeous now, but she just, her eyes were swollen shut. You know, the birth canal is not a friendly place. So, congratulations. Mine's coming in March. I've got a little girl that's almost three.
Oh, congratulations.
Got a little boy coming March 4th.
And so that's like the day after my son's birthday. I've got this will be our sixth child.
Heard. Oh, it's crazy. There were five in my family, though, so I can relate a little bit. if we had six and lost one, it would have been the same. So
there you go.
Man. Well, before we get too far into the end of the show, it's time for this.
What's been going on? Here's your weekly update. It's my.
All right, it's time for weekly updates, and that's where we give you something funny, crazy, weird, disturbing from the last 7 days or so. Since you're the guest host, I'll let you go first.
Oh, well, thank you very much. You know, I was telling you before the show, James, that you kind of like threw me for a loop here because you may actually, you know, I usually don't think about my stories or my life, or usually if I do, they usually save them for the show, so for our show, for Job on Radio. So I'm like, oh man, you know, my life just recently has been basically just taking care of my wife and the baby and the kids and stuff. I've been, you know, because she had a C-section and because she's at home and can't drive or can't really do anything, I've been doing everything. So my life really has been really kind of nondescript and kind of boring. You know, I mean, I haven't really been doing a whole lot. My biggest thing, I talked about this on our show last week, was my biggest thing that happened to me last week was that I saved $30 on groceries. Like, wow.
$30.
$30. Okay, I saved $30 on groceries.
It's a better
that was
story
a big
than
deal.
Three, yeah.
But I started thinking about it. I started thinking, you know what? This is a good time because it's the week before Thanksgiving or the week of Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving being on Thursday. And I thought, you know, this is really about family. This is really about just, you know, some really good family stories. So I started thinking about, it got me thinking about my own family growing up and things like that and things that would happen. And this past week, I was able to sneak away and play a little bit of video game. I don't know how big of a video game player you are. I think you are a big video game player.
I am when I can afford to be. I have a Wii.
You listen to Extra Life, so you've got to be some sort of a gamer at some point. So the deal of the week last week was that the Super Mario Galaxy came out, right?
Oh, yes, I got that.
For the Wii. Have you played it yet?
Yes, I've got like 41 stars already.
You are nuts, dude. How do you do that?
But I haven't played that much. That's the crazy thing. It's just intuitive. I just really enjoyed it.
I've only got like 30-some, and I'm like killing myself. I'm like, oh, man, I suck. But it's like, you know, so I'm playing the game. I was able to steal a couple hours, and what I really like about the game is that it feels, I guess for old guys like us, it feels like an old time game, like the kind of game you remember playing when you were growing up.
I've always loved the Mario series because of
the Mario, they got it so right on this thing. It's so much fun. But you know what? In the same breath as being fun, it's also really frustrating. And so I'm sitting there playing, and I'm playing with my kids, and they're watching me play and everything like that. And I'm getting frustrated because there was this one part of the game where I'm jumping around, and there's like holes in the ground and stuff like that, and you're trying to get across. I kept dying. I kept dying over and over and over again. And I took the Wii remote, I put it instinctively up to my mouth, and my kids were like, "What are you doing, Dad?" And it made me remember my brother.
Oh.
Because when we would grow up, we would be playing video games, and my older brother, would take the controller or the handheld game, and he'd put it in his mouth, and he'd bite down as hard as possible.
Oh.
It was just a source of frustration for him. He would just bite down, and he would leave bite marks on the controller.
Oh, my goodness.
Or he'd leave bite marks on the electronic quarterback game. And so my kids thought that was the greatest thing in the world.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that you accidentally shot yourself with your Wiimote and committed suicide in front of your family.
So that would be something. That would be something.
That'd be horrifying.
No, for some reason, we would just bite down as hard as we can on these controllers. And I'm thinking, hey, this is perfect. This Wiimote, actually, this nunchuck fits really nicely in your mouth. Unlike the ColecoVision controllers,
which are
a little bit bigger.
It also fits well in your nose, apparently, from Scott's latest comic with Ryan. You know, that thing gave me a nightmare. I mentioned that on my other show. I dreamed about, because we went to the hippie store to get the neti pot, and I found these nose candles.
Our
ear candles. Well, that combined with that comic of the thing in his nose, and all of a sudden I'm dreaming about people with these smoking ear candles shoved in their nose, and they're smoking them like doobies and all kinds of stuff. So I'm going to get an email. My 9-year-old doesn't know what a doobie is. I don't know.
We'll take him to the hippie shop and buy him a nose pot.
My wife hates
be all over
that I call it the hippie store, but... But no, man, is it just me, or is the control just the fact that they're split and your hands can be rested by your side while you're playing Mario Galaxy? Is that just not the awesomest thing in the world? I love it.
You can play for hours and hours on end.
I had my little girl. I found out about the second player option, you know, with the other Wiimote.
I
put my little 2.5-year-old daughter to work collecting star bits for me, and she's not real great at it. She just kind of, because the first game she ever played on it was tennis, and so she still thinks that's what you do. She's swiping it back and forth. So every now and then see this yellow star zip past, and she randomly will get one, she'll hear it on her remote, and she'll go, "I did it! I got one!" You know.
This is what you got to do. The kids got to get a little bit older, because I got my sons working for me on this thing, and they can freeze enemies for me so I can run through and stuff. It's awesome, dude.
You got to get her growed up. I'm trying to, but this is important. This is time that I'm investing so I can have that later. I want to graze a gamer gal, some dude, some geek in the future. Some very rich man that's very nice to women is going to marry her, and he's going to love me because of this.
So,
that's my theory. Anyway, I didn't do much this week either. My weekly update was going to be that I got attacked by a gas dispenser. What do you call those? The where you get gas.
The gas pump.
Island. Yeah, the gas pump. Thank you. I was doing the thing. You put it in there. You push the button and you let it do its thing. When it tops off, it pops, right? Mm-hmm. Well, when it did, the hose disconnected up at the top and fell at my feet, and gas just splashed everywhere.
That's like a fear of mine, actually.
I don't know. You know, because there's that little disconnect thing where I guess if you pull off from the pump, it'll disconnect the hose without, you know, making gas fly everywhere. But this thing just randomly comes up. So I'm like, okay, what do? I need to tell somebody.
Yeah.
So there's this lady dumping trash, and this is an inner city gas station. It's important I mention that because – I work in, I live in one place, work in another, and it's just, the hood is a great place. But typically you don't always have people, you have jaded people working because they deal with a lot of stuff. So anyway, this lady, she is totally unimpressed that I've damaged this, this gas pump. And she's like, I was like, ma'am, I feel like I need to tell you this thing just popped. And she's like, well, I'm just going to bag it. And then I realized that that must be a name for what they do, because I've seen that, you know.
I've seen
I've seen the bag over the handle before, and I think all of us have. They don't even say out of order, they just put a bag over the handle.
Oh yes, that's
And so I guess that's so common that that's just the lingo when you're working at the quick trip.
Like one of my biggest fears is having that happen. One of the fears is having that happen when I'm dressed in a suit getting ready to go to like a wedding or something.
Absolutely.
And have the gas spill all over you.
Well, I smell like gas for the whole day. It was terrible. It's on my feet and hands, and it's just terrible. But that's not even my weekly update. The big thing was I was at a Fazoli's, which if you're not aware of that, this thing goes all over the world, including Dubai, I just found out.
Wow.
Fazoli's is a place to go if you don't know how to make spaghetti for your own self. It's not fast food. It's good food fast, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. And I was there, and I went to the restroom, and I saw somebody's feet in the stall in the big handicap area, and I was about to go do my business, and it's a worker lady, there's keys on the floor, there's some cleaning equipment, and I guess she thought, I mean, I saw her soon enough, I was nowhere near being indecent or anything yet, but she acted like I was a predator, like I'd walked into her bathroom. And for a moment, I thought I had, but she kind of squeezes past me like I'm this giant, hairy, monster, scary man, and runs out, leaves her keys on the floor, leaves everything out there. And so I was like, okay, and I got done, and I walked out, and she's standing right outside the door, apparently not frightened, not scared, but I don't know. It was just more than her being uncomfortable. It wasn't just that. It wasn't like she didn't even look at me or talk to me or anything, and made me feel dirty inside. It really did. So
she thought you were a demon.
I guess. I don't know. Yeah, she probably just got through with some sort of training course, you know. And I don't know. If I was her, I would not be cleaning the boys' bathroom, period. And I'm sure that's why she didn't want to do it. And her worst nightmare came true, you know. And so anyway, that's pretty much that. But enough of that. It's time for this.
It's the featured story.
All right. Well, it's you're the guest host, man, and a little more pressure for you. Now you've got to perform the amazing featured story.
Well, you know, I actually did prepare, and I actually was, you know, usually I don't prepare, which is, you know, it's just kind of a big deal for me. So, but this story, you know, I want to tell you this story because once again, it being Thanksgiving this week and family, you're going to see a lot of family. I wanted to do a family story.
Aww.
And for those of you who, you know, who are going to listen to this story, you're going to think it's real sappy. You're going to think it's real, this is sappy and everything. But, you know, bear with me. I just want to say that. Bear with me because you'll get the payoff at the end.
All
There's
right.
some good stuff here at the end. So, but I want to talk about just the, you know, we just had a baby 2 weeks ago. Amazing. Amazing. Once again, I mean, this is going to be the sixth time I've gone through it. It's every time it just floors me. It's just amazing. But what I want to talk about is the very first time we had a child. I was barely 25 years old. I was real young. I was only 24 years old. Here I am a dad. And, you know, I didn't really, you know, it's one of those things. I mean, and you can kind of, you know, for those of you who don't have kids, you maybe can't really, you know, relate to this. I know, James, you have some children, you got another one on the way.
Yep.
So you can kind of relate to this. And you just can't, every time you tell someone a story like this, you can't really relate to them how exactly it works, but, you know, how exactly you feel and the feelings, because you sound always sappy. But I'm going to do the best I can here to tell you exactly what happened, because, you know, here I am, this 24-year-old punk, you know, freshly married, freshly, you know, just ready to have a kid here. I don't know what I'm getting myself into.
You never do.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, I thought I was prepared, you know, I thought this was great, you know, and you want to talk about, like, just, an experience. My wife, for our first baby, was in labor for 27 hours. That means I was up for over about 48 hours, because I went to work that morning, and by night, we were in the hospital, and I didn't go to bed until Saturday. So we went in on I went in on Thursday night, and I didn't get to bed till Saturday. That's how long this of a labor, if you kind of figure out how that is. For 12 of those hours, okay, I was rubbing her back because she had major back pain while she was going through contractions. So I for like every 5 minutes or so, I'd be up, I'd be rubbing her back. I'd had a bunch of like lotion on my back to kind of like help her out there, and I did that for 7 hours straight. Goodness, and it was so funny because I was up all night. You know, I woke up and I saw the nurses. I shook the new nurse's hand, and she said, "Man, you have the softest hands I've ever felt." Well, that's because for 7 hours I've been putting lotion on it and rubbing my wife's back for seven hours.
It puts the lotion on its hand.
It puts the lotion on its skin, and then it does the hose again, or else it gets the hose again. No, it was like, you know, so here, you know, gosh, can I remember a 24-year-old kid, and then, you know, rubbing the back of his wife, you know, trying to be as supportive as he can. I'm going through this. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. And here we are, you know, she goes through all this labor. She's not really, nothing's progressing. It's like, oh my gosh, when's this going to happen? And then all of a sudden, you know, like probably like of like the next morning or like, you know, sometime early Saturday morning, everything just kind of happens, you know? And, you know, I don't, you know, and James, you can probably remember this. I mean, it just, you're just not really prepared for what's going to happen. You know, you're standing there and all of a sudden you hear the crying and I have to tell people this is part of the story that is unique to me, and I don't know if anybody else can relate to this, but this is what I think is the magic of having children and having a family and the joy of a family is when that baby was born, my son, who is going to be 13 this year, when he was born, when that moment that he came out of my wife and was in the room, was in a physical place where I could actually see him, there was this feeling, literal electrical feeling that was in the room that I cannot even explain to you. And I'm gonna sound like I'm like, it's like preaching or crazy or whatever. I'm telling you, there was this electrical vibe in the room that I felt. And when my son came out, I saw him, and for like about a week after he was born, it was as if everything made sense to me. You know, like you're usually going through life, everything's so distracting. Right. There's all this noise, there's white noise everywhere, and just so distracting. It was as if that moment, being a 24-year-old guy, someone had opened up a window, and now I was looking through this window and I could see, oh, yeah, this makes sense. I know everything I was looking at made total sense. And then for about a week afterwards, I had this euphoric feeling of like, wow, this is really amazing, you know. And then slowly but surely, that window came down, and it closed again, and then I lost it. I don't know where everything went, but I was able to see for a brief moment that everything made sense. So it's just this amazing moment in the hospital, 27 hours of labor, 7 hours of that, rubbing my wife's back. So you got to figure, finally, I'm able to go home, get some sleep. It's like 4 or 5 in the morning on Saturday morning, and I'm getting ready to leave. And this is the part of the story where I'm telling you, yeah, this guy may sound sappy to you. He may sound a little bit sappy, but you know what? This is the part you've been waiting for. So I'm walking out of the hospital, and I was reminded of this story, mind you, because I was just there at the same hospital 2 weeks ago. So it reminded me fresh in my mind of what happened. I'm walking out of the hospital. I had been confined in that room for almost for 27 hours. So I'm walking out, and I realize that, man, you know, my stomach is like, I'm like, I just really need to fart. I got this like huge fart in my system, and you know what? I'm gonna let it right out. So I'm walking through the garage. I go outside. I'm going to the car. Luckily, I had parked on the first floor. I walk out of the room, and here's this guy, 24-year-old kid who had just gone through this big, huge, life-changing event. You know, the window open, all this stuff, thinking about all this stuff has happened to me. And I just let loose, dude. I just whip one. Like, it's the loudest. I think people heard it in the next county. It was so loud. I mean, not only was it loud, it was long. I'm talking like about 2 minutes.
You're setting off car alarms.
it was long. So I just rip it, and I was like, and at that exact moment, at the very crescendo of that loud moment, I look over to the side, and there's a woman smoking. And she like jerks her head real quick to look at me. We make eye contact. I'm like, I just had a baby. I don't care. I just had a baby. We just had a baby, man.
The world makes sense, dadgummit.
The world makes sense. This is what it's all about. Give me that moment.
Free farting for the world. That's right.
And there you go. That's the story. But yeah, it was.
I'm surprised she didn't put that cigarette out real quick.
There was going to be some flames coming through.
Just
you know,
traveling from the tip of that cigarette to the hiney area. Oh my gosh.
But yeah, but that's, you know, once again, it's amazing. If you haven't had children yet, you just have to try it out for yourself.
Let me just ask you this. When you let it loose, did you feel that same electric feeling in the air?
I'll tell you, it was more than just electric in the air. I think there was some hospital food floating around there too.
Oh, and that stuff is terrible. Oh. I totally know what you mean, though, not to get too serious again, but that when that, because you wait and you're waiting and you're waiting, and then all of a sudden, just boom, there's this kid, and it's like, and you instantly love it completely, and you don't even want to touch it, but you do, I know what you're feeling. Just so much stuff, and I'm looking forward to going through it again.
Oh yeah, you know what? It's still is amazing. Now for each successive child, now if you have six here, it's been a little bit different for each one. Mm-hmm. That one, the very first time I went through, was this really amazing electric feeling where I felt like a changed person, literally.
Right.
But you know, but it's still, each one of them is a miracle. They're amazing.
Well, I know when I heard that heartbeat for the first time on the sonogram, I aged 5 years in my guts. I just felt it. I went from, you know, the last bit of boyhood straight into stinking manhood. And then, yeah, when we get that kid and you start bringing him home and you're driving home for the first time and you're just cussing at everybody on the way home, don't drive near me. Get away.
That's so funny because, you know, I'm thinking about that too, because it's like, in some ways, there's like a 5-year gap between our last baby and this baby. Oh, so wow. It's, in some ways, it's like starting over again for us. And it's just so funny because I had forgotten, like, am I going to remember how to hold a kid? Am I remember what to do? And it's so instinctual. And like, in some ways, it's almost like, you know, you're a lot more just laid back about things.
Yeah.
Like, hey, the baby, her head. Oh, yeah, right over me. You know?
Well, yeah, because first one, you want them to shut up and sleep. And then when they do, you want to wake them up because you think they're dead. And yes. Just breathe. Just
are they
breathe.
Still breathing?
Yeah.
You finally got them to sleep, but you want to wake them up to make sure they're still alive.
Yeah. And this one, I'm just going to be like, whatever. You know. First one, and we got all these custom diapers. The next one, you know what? We're just going to wrap a towel around you.
The diaper genie. Did you have that thing? The diaper genie.
Oh yeah, that's a big load of bumpkiss right there.
Totally.
It's horrifying, especially since nobody in their right mind is going to empty it when it needs to be. You're just going to keep trying to cram them down there. You end up with this braid of poop logs. It's like,
I waited for the genie to show up. Yeah. When's the genie coming to take these out of my house?
No way. And they smell. And what blows my mind, if you go to any consignment shop for baby stuff, there's 15 of those suckers sitting there. And it's like, I wouldn't want that. First of all, because there's 15 of them here, it shows me, why would I buy your trash? Secondly, your baby's unique brand of tar poop was in there. That's another thing they don't tell you about is the tar poop. So
yes.
All the middle schoolers and moms who get offended by them, I've just introduced your child to tar poop.
There you go.
It doesn't come off.
It's sticky and it's...
And let me tell you the worst thing, since we're on the baby thing. My baby, this is just a TMI, too much information. She has a freckle down on her butt. And... You can only see it when you're doing that unique position of wiping. And poor thing, early on, before we had memorized it or even known it was there, the tar poop, we wiped and wiped and wiped that spot raw, trying to get that last little bit of tar poop off.
I can't get this thing off, man. What?
The baby's like,
she did shine though, you know, and
through the diaper. Anyway. Well, thank you. That was an excellent story, my good man. Excellent.
No, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, here we go.
Up next, news, E and V mail.
Anyway, it's time for news, E and V mail, and we have quite a bit of each. First of all, in the news category, you know what? I skipped the live call-in segment, but that's okay. We'll do it right after this, folks. So if you're in the chat room, speaking of that, let me back up even one more step and shout out to the people in the chat room. I see Salothius, Miss Lisa's on, Sammy Cracker, welcome, Aw Baby. I hope you enjoy. Baby. Yeah, she's a friend of mine, actually. She got a free button this week in the mail. Frosty,
nice.
Good to see you. Hapster, welcome.
Hey, Frosty, I'm sorry you got kicked off of Survivor, man.
Oh,
you'll be a good jury guy, though.
Hapster's an atheist. He had to let me know that, so I pick on him now. Because my theory is when people tell a pastor that they're an atheist, they're actually saying, hi, I just want to let you know I think you're an idiot. So just right up front, let's get that out of the way. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. I'm used to it. Everybody in my church thinks so, too. Jawbone Radio. Man, I haven't seen him before. Welcome.
What the hell is he doing here? Get that guy out of here. He's a troublemaker.
And Carrillo's on, the sponsor of this episode. How dare I not mention him and give him props. Lauren, it's always good to see you. She's moderating as fine as usual. I don't mean fine as in looks. Not to say that you're not. I'm just saying that's not what I said. I meant that you were doing a fine job. Oh, gosh. And Ratface, welcome back. Sheep of Dumbs, good to see you too, buddy. I need another segment. You need to keep sending those Bible segments. He's mutating several Bible stories together, and it's quite funny. I didn't ask for it. I think he's kissing up, but it's all right. Let's see. News, here we go. I have a couples cast I'm doing with my wife, and we released the first official episode this past weekend. It's called GeekLovesNerd.com. Actually, just leave the .com off because that is not the URL. That's the name, Geek Loves Nerd. The URL is geeklovesnerd.com, but that wasn't the name. Check it out. It's not Nobody's Listening, so don't go over there expecting to laugh your hiney off the entire show. But it is an us show, and it's, I think by default it's pretty funny. It's the unique combination of a valedictorian who married a C+ gamer student, you know? And she's literally married to the person that she chose at 16, and that's not fair. It's not fair. But get them young, folks. Get them young. That's what I do. And then the next bit of news is you can sponsor a show for only $5. As you saw earlier, you will be named as a sponsor. You will get a special message read, whether you want to pimp your MySpace profile or your blog or your mama. We don't care. You will get a button sent in the mail as well, and maybe a surprise. You never know. And you could dedicate a show to somebody or have me say something silly like Carrillo did. Thanks, buddy. You used to be my friend. You're not anymore. And then last but not least, check out drawyouapicture.com where you can get your own nobody character. Carrillo is getting his in the mail either tomorrow or the next day, and I'm excited about that one. I mentioned that he was half Korean. He also found out that his white bread side, he's has Norse descent, so he was a Viking back in the day. So he had me mix a stereotypical Asian fella and with a stereotypical Viking, and it's funny because it came out looking a little bit like a Mongolian guy.
Call him Knorish.
Well, he called himself, what is it, Norse Carrillo, I think was
Norse
was his.
Carrillo.
And it was pretty funny.
Kim Jong-il or something. I don't know.
But it worked out good, and if it hadn't been commissioned by an Asian fella, I would have felt guilty because he said, dude, I want the tooth, the teeth, I want everything. I want a Fu Manchu, I want the whole thing. And so he had to send me confirmation.
I want the lo mein coming out of my ears. I want the crab rangoon under the armpits.
Tell
you know
what? Oh gosh. So it was fun though. It was fun. It worked out. So I hope he gets that pretty soon. That is all of our news for today. So make sure you check out all that stuff. Also, you know, stop what you're doing, pause the podcast, and go over to Jawbone Radio. .com, listen to that podcast, go over to monsterbymail.com, order, I mean, it's $25, guys. You ain't going to find a better deal than that anywhere. And you know, if you've only, all the people that are complaining about my site, I can't afford it. Can I get a smaller print? You know, like that's going to lower the price. Because the print's not that expensive. You go over there and spend $25 and you don't just get a Photoshop deal. You get an opportunity to get a real piece of artwork, and that's pretty hot. So
yes,
check that out. And then let's see. Let's do a couple of voicemails first, and then we'll go over to the email. Here's a pretty funny one from Blake. Listen to this.
Hey, nobody. So, see, this is Blake from Ohio, and I have a story I think you guys will enjoy. A couple of years ago, my parents decided to take us to a pretty nice restaurant. So we get there. Right after we order, my brother, who was about 4 at the time, asked if he can go to the restroom. My dad says, sure, and he takes him there. And then he walks back and just lets him do his business, you know? And so about 2 minutes later, my brother comes walking down the hall with his pants down to his knees. And, of course, he's getting all these looks from people wondering, you know, where's his parents? He walks right up to my dad, and he says, Daddy, I need you to wipe me. Because apparently he did not know how to do that at the time. So, needless to say, that pretty much ruined our night. Thought you guys would enjoy that. I like the show. Bye.
Yeah, when I first heard it, I missed the part where he was 4. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I can't play this on the show. This is terrifying. But yeah, don't leave your 4-year-old alone in the bathroom, folks. It's just that's the moral of that story. Here's one from Connie.
Hi, James, and nobody's listening. This is Connie from Ohio. Actually, I have a story for you all. I'm the 4th of 5 children, and being the 3rd girl, I never actually got whole good conditioned things in my childhood. I mean, I got things passed down from sisters and brothers.
I didn't know about that. I was firstborn.
For one thing, you know how girls tend to get Barbie dolls. Well, I never actually had a Barbie doll. I had a Barbie doll leg because by that time the dog had chewed up something and the head was gone and the torso was, you know, racked up. And so I had a leg and it was in pretty good shape. So what I ended up doing was I would pretend that my Barbie was invisible, except somehow her leg missed the invisibility cloak or something. So I would walk around, you know, I'd have the Barbie playing like she was invisible and sticking up and her leg would be showing. And I just never even occurred to me. I was happy. I thought, yeah, I got a Barbie leg. Thanks for letting me share. Bye.
Okay,
that is so sad.
The show is now being changed to Nobody's Laughing.
Oh my gosh. I thought my wife had it bad because she got these beautiful Wizard of Oz dolls when she was a kid. And it was like her only thing. My wife is one of 13 kids.
Oh my gosh.
So they had like very little money, very little toys. So to get these beautiful hand-me-down Wizard of Oz dolls was like a big deal. And her brother one day drew little, mustaches on every one of them.
Oh, man.
I thought that was sad. But now you're only playing with a leg. Oh my gosh.
And this was before Harry Potter and the invisibility cloak. So yeah, this is... You're having to go, yeah. That invisibility cloak was cutting really high on the leg.
Gosh,
there.
How sad! That makes me want to cry.
Well, it's like Lilo and Stitch, where she made her own doll and she had to make up this story about an alien laid eggs in its head. I thought that was
ranks up there
bad.
With playing with like baking powder or something. You know, talking to Clabber Girl. Hey, Clabber Girl, what's going on?
The Quaker Oats guy's my best friend. He's got pretty hair.
Jeez.
Goodness gracious. Poor Connie. We're laughing with you, sweetie. I hope you know that.
I'm sorry. that's sad.
Okay, here's one from Caleb.
Hello, nobody's listening.
It's a little rough.
Just thought I'd call with a weekly update. Just received my button in the mail. It's awesome. Plus, I thought I'd say, we have a fairly big church. Oh, forgot to mention, this is the real McCoy / Caleb. We have a big church, and we were going out of it, and it's a running gag in my family that my mom is not the best driver. And there are three cones at the end of each lane in this parking lot. My mom, not noticing it because our big tall van, backs up and then drives right over one, and we were looking behind there and teasing her for knocking over the cones, and then we noticed there were only two. We started hearing a bumping sound. Well, we pulled over. Turns out she picked up another parking cone in our front bumper, so we had to pull that out, and it was fun just teasing my mom about that. So, yep, there's how a traffic cone got stuck in our front fender. This is The Real McCoy, signing out.
Thanks, Caleb. Yeah, awesome. See, one of our subtitles at Nobody's Listening is we give the middle schooler a voice. And their stories are always unique and interesting, and it's always it always revolves around embarrassing themselves or someone else. So
it's wonderful, wonderful.
All right, the rest of them, we do have a few more. We're going to save those for the end of the show because I have a ton of email. You people are so awesome that you keep me busy. I tell you what, before we read email, I want to take a moment and take some calls. So right now, if you are in Stickam and you have a story to tell of your own, it could be about babies, it could be about whatever you want. Let me get that going here. I should have had it going before the show, but that's the power of editing. Okay, if you have a story you want to call in or a comment to make or a question for Lynn, if you were a baby yourself, and you can,
if you played with just the leg of a doll,
if you caused someone else to play with just the leg of a doll. I know my sisters had headless Barbies, and I was kind of feeling guilty about that, but I was a saint compared to her sisters. So if you have a story, call in now. This is your chance, your opportunity. The battery is full, and I've got lots of time. So who's calling in? By the way, I'm an idiot. The phone number is 816-298-0823. They're in the chat room going, what's the number? They're typing in all caps. Any phone calls, anybody, you've got an opportunity. I at least want one because I don't want to edit out this entire segment, peeps.
I'll call. Hang on a second.
My brother. Oh, here we go. All right. Hold on. Let me get it going. Hi, you're on Nobody's Listening. Who's calling?
This is Aaron.
Hey, Aaron. How you doing, bud? Hello?
Yeah.
All right, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
You have a story for us?
Yeah, I have one regarding the warning at the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah.
How it's true. I was listening to it in play practice the other day.
Uh-huh.
And they were going on with this big, like, lovey-dovey part, like, the millionth time, so I was just listening to the podcast, and then I just started laughing so hard, and on one of the stories, and everybody just started staring at me, like, the whole play just stopped. Horrible.
See, and I play that warning for a reason, and then people are like, take the warning off. And so I do, because I have to do whatever you want me to do, like Strong Bad does on the emails. But there's a reason, because I don't want you guys to get fired. This podcast has caused people to sell beer to minors because they weren't paying attention. It has caused government employees to nearly get fired because of a code of silence. It has caused cattle rustlers to lose their cattle. I mean, it's just not a good thing. So sorry, dude, I was trying to help you out there. All right. Well, you know what? It's High School Musical. You were living the dream. And that's one of my favorite movies. Don't tell anybody. All right, bud. Well, thank you for calling. Keep listening. Or not listening.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Somebody tried to call in while he was calling. So if that was you, yeah. That podcast cost, matter of fact, the guy that sold the beer is on the chat room, and he said he got a ticket for $250 for selling beer to a minor while he was not paying attention. All right, here we go. Hi, you're on Nobody's Listening. Who's calling?
Hey, this is Dom. Dominic.
Is it Sheep of Dom?
What? No. What?
Then who are you?
Marbles.
That's not what you said.
I said Dom. That's my name.
How do you...
D-O-M.
D-O-M?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I didn't know your real name, man. Don't get fresh with me.
Okay. Can I ask a question to Len?
To who?
Your guest host?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Go right ahead.
Okay, so, you think maybe you could draw me a kind of a pig's face on a horse's body kind of thing?
A pig's face on a horse's body.
I yeah, probably could.
He says he probably could. And all you have to do, I mean, what is the process for that?
Oh, just go to Monster by Mail and just order... Pig with a horse's body.
So they pretty much can title the graphic or title it and send that to you.
Yeah, call it pig with a horse's body.
Okay,
I'll know it came from Dom.
Okay,
and then I'll draw it for you. You could also order a little video of it as well, and you can actually watch the process of it.
So Dom, I don't know if you got all that, but you can order that and title it, and it'll be awesome. So yeah, go for it, man. And if you do that, scan it and send me a copy of it or something.
Oh yeah, and it makes a great Christmas gift as well.
All right, why? Let me ask you this, Dom. Why a pig with a horse's body or a horse with a pig's face?
Because I'm making a story and I need a picture of that.
Ah, very cool.
Oh yeah. Well, there you go. I'd love to help.
Awesome. All right, buddy. Well,
go to monsterbymail.com, man.
Yep.
Check it out later. Last time. La 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 la. 5, 4, 3, 2. If you're gonna call in and you need more time, type it.
Sorry, guys.
Okay, that's it. All right, we're taking it down. Quick roll.
There we go. $30,000, folks. $30,000. Let's hear it for the people out in Indiana. All that money goes to help the kids out at the farm.
That's right. Wonderful. With the thing in the Walmarts. All right, let's see. White Man Jack says, when I was at summer camp, there was this guy, let's call him Lucifer, as everyone else does. When we went down to bed one night, Lucifer kept screaming, "Yes, shut up!" to everyone if they made the slightest noise, as in a crinkle of the sleeping bags or an exhale. Then he'd get up and walk around with his football, hitting people with it, and then when he finally quieted down, he started yelling questions at me, and I didn't answer many of them. The next morning, I woke up with a very bad feeling in my stomach, and although I'm not sure, I think he kapowed me as revenge for being silent.
There you go.
There you go. The voice of the middle schooler crying out.
Lucifer will do that to you.
Why don't you read Adam's there? He would be
okay,
honored.
This comes from Adam. He says, okay, here's my attempt number two. I went down in the kitchen to see if we... I didn't really even know he had number one there. But anyway,
I think I edited it, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
I went down into the kitchen to see if we had any bacon in the fridge. I was in a hurry and swung the door open, then not realizing it would come back, I stuck my head in to look around. Then it flew back and kapowed me in the head.
I'm sorry. This guy, you know, this is White Mage Jack still. I'm sorry. I formatted it weird.
So, oh, okay.
He got whacked in the head with his own freezer door. That's pretty awesome. Well, that's why you should never be in a hurry to eat bacon, people. Bacon is not a quick food. It's a slow, patient man's food.
So you want me to read Adam's here?
Yes, my bad.
Okay, so he says, it's Adam Basketball Head on the forums. I've got another story. Some people on the forums may already know this, but for those of you who don't, here it is. Okay. My lunch friend Philip asked me to get him some ketchup, so I get up to go get ketchup packets. I come back and my shirts are long in the front, so the front flew up a little and I sat a little too close to the front of the table where my open milk carton was. The shirt caught my open milk carton and it tipped over in the front of my pants, on top of my pants, the bottom of my shirt. Some milk seeped through the zipper in my jeans. That was the coldest thing I've ever felt.
Aww.
Well, I can imagine. That'd be pretty cold.
Say, like I said, we're the voice of the middle schooler. Hey, James, David, and Miss Amy. I just wanted to say I love your podcast. I wanted to write a little story I had about your podcast. I was on iTunes looking up songs and the song Nobody's Listening. And while that, I saw your podcast that said free. Who doesn't like free stuff? So I downloaded the pilot episode. But the first episode I fully listened to was Puke from Heaven. And I got to say, it was the most hysterical thing I've ever heard in my life. So one day, I had to go down to Mexico for a family reunion thing. I had to take along one of my cousins. And this was fine because I had my iPod and he had his. So while we were driving to Mexico, my cousin decided he wanted to listen to whatever I was listening to. And I was listening to Puke from Heaven. And I was somewhere right before the recap song. Well, my cousin fell in love with the song because he kept listening to it over and over and over again to the point where we both knew the whole song by heart. That's one of the better recap songs. By the time we arrived, my head really hurt bad, and I couldn't stand the recap song anymore, which I had fallen in love with right before he ruined it. We were at the restaurant. We told our other cousins about it, and they wanted to hear it. And somehow we got stuck singing the entire song in front of everybody together. So after the whole thing, we were back in the car, and believe it or not, we were back to listen to that stupid Puke song from Heaven again. Eventually, I got so sick, I just listened to his iPod instead. Let's just say I did not listen to episode 12 for a very long time. Hope you guys enjoyed this as much as I didn't. Danny. Well, thanks, Danny. Episode 12 was one of my brother and I's favorite back when he was still doing the show with me and back when we were still doing recap songs. That one is a gem. So yeah, go get sick and listen to recap song episode number 12. So we used to do recap songs where we'd recap the entire show in freestyle song, and it just started getting complicated after my brother went to Ireland. So let's see. What about Brandy in Kansas? Let's look at
Brandy in Kansas. Yeah. That's what she says. She says, "Hey, everyone, I just heard episode 38 where you talked about my delightful U-Haul experience. I'm so glad you used my story on the show. I can't wait until I'm fully caught up so I can start submitting stories regularly. I only listened to 38 today because my friend told me I'd want a button. Hey, all right. Yeah. I can't wait to get the button. I'll put it on my bag so everyone can see what I'm listening to. Thanks so much, Brandy in Kansas."
Yeah, and you should have got that this week, Brandy. And thank you for listening. And get caught up. I only listened to your show because my friend said I was on it. That's a true fan.
That's the sign of a fan.
I'll tell you. But I haven't experienced pod fade, but apparently my listeners are. So it's exciting. Rusty Pencil, brand new listener, says, or submitter anyway, "In the seventh grade, my friend Paul and I would go to the boys' restroom after school to change for basketball practice because we didn't have a locker room. Now, before I go on, I have to explain the layout of the bathroom." No, you don't. So here and I, Paul, were changing, and he took his pants off to put on his basketball pants. He threw his pants over the open stall door that blocked off the passage. As he did, he said in a deep, fake romantic voice, "I won't be needing these anymore." After he did that, the door slowly creaked shut from the force of his pants hitting them. Oh, my goodness, I skipped part of it. Anyway, there was a point where he said, "Oh, dude, that would be funny if Mr. Smith, our science teacher, was standing out there." And as he said that, the door slowly creaked shut, and sure enough, there was Mr. Smith using the urinal and staring at us. So I don't know if that's good for this show or not. You might need to report Mr. Smith. All right.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
That's Dr. Smith. Sorry.
Oh, let's see. What I let's do one more. Why don't you read Rob's and then we'll call it a day.
Okay, so Rob says, "I recently learned of your podcast. I'm listening from the very beginning." Well, that's good. It's better than starting right in the middle there. But the stories you guys tell are great. I especially like the podcast about the basement ghost. I've enjoyed scaring the mess out of people since I was a kid. I think it's my father's fault. One in particular took place when I was in eighth grade. This was in 1984, so sounds like he's a little bit older guy. I was attending my church youth group's Christmas party. It was a white elephant gift exchange. I received a set of plastic bloodshot eye covers. Cool. I showed them to my dad when he picked me up for the party and he quipped I should show them to my mom, but I have to wait until morning because she had already gone to bed. The next morning, I got up early and heard my folks in the room, so I donned the eyes and entered their bedroom. My mom and her had her back to me. I said, "Good morning." She turned to reply and instead screamed, clutching her heart, and yelled, "Oh, my God, what happened to your eyes?" She was so upset, she fell down out of her bed and hid her face from mine. She laughed when she learned about the eyes and thought it was funny, but I scared her on at least two more occasions. Thanks for the great show, Rob.
Oh my gosh. See, that's why you got to be careful with those moms and grandmas for that matter. Because you're not just scaring them, you're making them think that they brought you to term for no reason at all.
There you go. That sounds like an America's Funniest Home Videos moment right there.
I did that to an old lady one time. I had creamer, like a little thing of creamer, yeah. And I had the fork, and I did the whole bleeding. But instead of doing it suddenly where it squished, I decided I was going to be all subtle, and I squeezed it very slowly, and I made this noise like, oh God, oh God. And I just hear she shakes, a full body shiver. She gets all in my face, and I just feel her breath on me, and she goes, oh, sweet Jesus. I literally scared her to her core, and I just had to say, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry, I did not mean to frighten you. Do not call down the wrath of our Heavenly Father upon me, thank you.
There we go.
Oh my gosh. So, anyway, that, I think, is the end. Well, thank you so much, Lynn, for being on our show, man. I appreciate it.
Being here. Thanks for asking me on.
And don't forget, folks, you can check us out at NLcast.com. You can visit our forums and all that stuff, our social network that we ripped off Better Podcasters, the Ning thing. Call us with your stories, 816-298-0823, any time of the day. Email us at nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com. And leave an iTunes review. Tell a friend. You know how it goes, people. Show your love any way you can. Because no matter how many listeners we get, ultimately, the real truth is that nobody's listening. All right.
Nice.
Another one in the bag, dadgum.
Nice.
Just at an hour. Woohoo. I feel at peace.
James, it's Drummer here calling from the frozen tundra that is Canada. The other day, me and my wife actually went out doing some Christmas shopping a bit early. Anyway, we went to Toys R Us and went to pick up our little one a tricycle for his bike. I'm not sure if it works the same way down there, but here what you do is if there's one of those ticket items where you take a little tag and you take it to the front desk, or to pay for it, you end up getting going around to the back where there's a warehouse. So we went around to the back, and there's a big red door, banged on it, nobody was there. Eventually, dude came out and took the tag, went to the back, and then disappeared for quite some time. Eventually, he came back with a bike and came up and was like, is this your bike? Like, no, it looks nothing like that. Okay, let me go check. Gone for another 10 minutes, come back. Is this your bike? Like, no, dude, that ain't it either. So, third time, came back with at least a tricycle. It's like, is this your bike? It's like, no. It's like, what are you doing, just taking random bikes? So anyway, eventually it's like, okay, you know what? You don't have it, we'll take a tag around the front, we'll get our money back, no big deal. So we go around front. Like, yeah, the computer shows we have 10 of these in stock. Apparently, the guy was just going around looking for assembled bikes and bringing them to us without actually looking at the part number on the tag. Like, that's great. So, I mean, as I'm sitting there with the cashier, I'm joking with her. It's like, yeah, the dude back there didn't seem to know what he was doing. You know, he being went back a stapler. Is this your bike? So I probably got the guy fired. I mean, I feel a bit bad about that, but... So, anyway, have a great show. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hello, podcast people. This is Kat or Jenna, and some of you know me as Frosty from the forum. So, last year, a bunch of friends and I drove down to Pismo for a weekend just to, like, have fun. And so we drove down there, and my friend's VW bug, with four people in it, and then my other friend had a truck with two people in it, and we drove down there, and there's this beach where you pay $5, and you can drive and do, like, donuts on it. It's really fun, and my friend driving the VW, which I'm in, by the way, she decided to follow the truck, and the truck drives through, like, the water, and the VW gets stuck, so we're stuck in the water, and then, yeah, the tide comes in, and our car starts to, like, drift away. And we kind of push it back onto the beach, but nothing's happening. It's just stuck. So we sit there on the beach and watch our car drift away. And then when it's, like, 20 feet out, we realize that our purses and our money, our cell phones, are all in the VW, which is submerged in the water. So, yeah, now we're, like, 9 hours from home with a truck that holds 3 people, and there's, like, 8 of us. And we have no money. So, yeah, that was a fun weekend. I hope you enjoyed my story.
Hi, James, and nobody's listening. This is Connie from Ohio. There is something very funny going on in front of me, and I just got to share it. I am behind a semi-truck, and there is a sign that says, "Caution, show chickens." I don't know about anyone else, but I'm looking for where the actual break in that sentence is. Caution, show chickens, or caution, show chickens? Like, if you're cautious, you are a chicken. It's very strange. There is no, it's not open like a livestock thing. And so, I don't know. I just had to share that because it is the very, I've never seen anything like that. I'm passing it and there's nothing on the side. So we just have caution show chickens or caution show chickens. Anyway, I just had to share that. Thanks. Bye.
This cast is part of the Geek Media. www.thegeekmedia.com